This is Israel AM for Friday, August 21st. The Health Ministry reported 1,267 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours. There are currently 23,913 active cases, of which 389 people are hospitalized in serious condition. There have been 789 coronavirus-related deaths since the start of the pandemic. Coronavirus Chief Professor Gamzu has recommended a series of added restrictions, including partial lockdowns, but coronavirus cabinet ministers, particularly those from the religious parties, have rejected them. 12 rockets were fired into Israel from Gaza last night, and the IDF responded by attacking Hamas military targets in Gaza, including underground facilities, a rocket building site, and a cement facility used to provide materials to build tunnels. One person was reportedly killed. Of the 12 rockets launched into Israel, 9 were intercepted by Iron Dome, and the rest fell into open areas. According to a report by Israel Hayom today, Hamas is demanding Israel expand the fishing area allotted to Gaza fishing boats and to allow an expansion of the payments allowed into Gaza from Qatar from $30 million to $40 million per month. The IDF is preparing for an escalation of the violence. IDF troops opened fire on a terrorist squad of Palestinians who were preparing to attack Israeli cars in the West Bank. One terrorist was killed and 2 wounded. The shooting occurred at a spot where similar attacks against Israeli vehicles have been carried out in the past. Prime Minister Netanyahu held a video call with the leaders of the Jewish community in the United Arab Emirates. Yes, there is a Jewish community in the UAE, which was formed 10 years ago in Dubai, and numbers anywhere between a few hundred to 1,500 people. There are 2 Orthodox congregations and 1 egalitarian. The community has been operating unofficially, but has recently been obtaining official approval. On the call, the Prime Minister said, quote, "The peace is good for the State of Israel, good for our people, and good for all peoples of the region. I hope to visit you this year soon. If we can overcome the coronavirus pandemic, I'll be able to shake your hands too." Have a wonderful day, Shabbat Shalom, and stay well.